Okay, let's unpack this one. We're doing a deep dive today into some really interesting source material. It's outlining a proposal for a new center focused specifically on artificial intelligence.
Right, and this is based at a university in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Exactly, the University Don Bosco de Lubumbashi, UDBL.
UDBL, got it. And the center itself, the proposal calls it the Center for Artificial Intelligence Applications. CIAA for short, maybe.
CIA, yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
And the mission here, it's really quite clear from the sources.
Seems to be about becoming a leader, but specifically in applied AI.
Yes, applied. That word jumps out. This isn't just theory, is it? The documents really stress tackling, you know, local and regional challenges.
Head on, it sounds like. Using AI, practically.
And what's fascinating is how the sources immediately ground this. They connect it to really urgent, real-world needs right there in Lubumbashi and the region.
Yeah, exactly. The material points to, well, some obvious areas like modernizing the huge mining sector in Katanga province.
Right, things like predictive maintenance, maybe.
Mm.
Or environmental monitoring.
Precisely. But it's not just industry. They also look at social challenges, healthcare applications come up, and even developing AI for, like, the diverse local Congolese languages. That's quite specific.
That is interesting. And another big one they mentioned, very relevant right now, is the educational sector.
Oh, for sure. With AI tools, you know, ChatGPT and the like, becoming so common everywhere.
Exactly. Universities, schools, they need to figure out how to guide ethical use, how to maybe detect AI-generated content responsibly, adapt teaching methods.
And the proposal suggests the CIAA could actually step in here, offer guidance, maybe services.
That's the idea, providing expertise locally. This focus on immediate practical problems seems absolutely key to the whole proposal.
But, you know, tackling big challenges like mining modernization or AI ethics in education, that takes resources, serious resources.
Right. So how does a university center focused on applied work plan to fund itself sustainably? That's often the tricky part.
And this is where the economic model described in the sources gets, well, pretty innovative, I think.
It really stands out. If you think about the bigger picture, research centers often struggle, right? They're dependent on grant cycles. Funding can be inconsistent.
Always chasing the next grant.
Yeah. This proposal seems to outline a more dynamic model. It's aiming for a level of self-sufficiency, and it plans to do that through offering high-value AI services.
Okay, services like what exactly?
Things like professional AI training, maybe certifications for the local workforce, also tailored consulting for businesses, big corporations down to smaller enterprises, and even custom AI solution development.
Ah, so a local company facing a problem, maybe something AI would solve, could actually go to the CIAA for help. Like a client.
That seems to be the plan.
And that revenue stream would then directly support the center's operations, help pay the bills.
Precisely. They mention initial funding to get started, of course, but the long-term vision is substantial self-sufficiency.
Okay, that makes sense financially. But what's really compelling, as the sources detail, is how this service work isn't just about funding. There's more to it.
Right, because that raises the classic question.
Yeah.
How do you balance doing client work, developing solutions for businesses, with the core academic mission of doing research, publishing papers?
And that's the really ingenious part, I think. The proposal outlines a plan to systematically collect insights, anonymize data naturally from these real-world projects.
Ethically, of course.
Ethically, yes. And then use that information, those real problems and solutions, as the basis for conducting and publishing actual scientific research.
Uh-huh. So the challenges faced by, say, that mining company needing predictive maintenance.
Right.
Or the university trying to figure out AI ethics for student essays.
Mm-hmm.
Those become the raw material, the case studies, the data sources that fuel new academic work.
Exactly that. The problems they solve through their services directly inform their research agenda. It keeps it grounded.
And presumably, the knowledge they gain from that research, new techniques, better understanding can then feed back into improving the services and training they offer.
It creates this kind of virtuous cycle, this feedback loop. Application drives research, and research refines application. It keeps the academic work relevant to local needs and the practical services cutting edge.
It's a model really built on, well, addressing those urgent community needs. We talk about guiding AI use in schools, for instance, while simultaneously generating revenue and research output.
Yeah, that blend of academic rigor, practical application right there on the ground, and a sustainable financial strategy tied to it. It does make this proposal particularly noteworthy.
So, wrapping up, what does this all mean? We've taken a deep dive into this proposal for the CIA at UDBL. We've seen its strong focus on applied AI tackling real local challenges in Lubumbashi, from mining to education ethics.
And what's really interesting, as we discussed, is that dynamic economic model, aiming for self-sufficiency by linking those high-value services directly to the research process itself, not just funding it, but fueling it.
Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really raises an important question, doesn't it?
Which is,
could this kind of model, service-driven, locally focused, generating its own research from practice, could this be a practical blueprint? A way to bring advanced tech like AI, plus crucial ethical guidance, to other regions facing similar developmental challenges?
Right. Offering a path to both impact and, crucially, sustainability. That's definitely something to think about.